This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Having determined that probably weren't going to play that game, and from the outset, it just didn't look like the Cubs were into it. Baez and Almora both made sliding grabs and both came up looking like something the cat dragged in as they were sliding across ice-cold water and their uniforms were soaking wet, and it just looked sloppy. They made errors. They didn't hit in the clutch. The game was over in the fifth or sixth inning, right?
Yeah, right. But that's not how baseball always works. You got to get 27 outs, and the Braves couldn't. And as my great partner Jim Deshay said, you got to put the ball in play on a day like this. And, you know, late, it just looked like the Braves pitchers couldn't get a grip on the ball either. Walks and hit batters and defensive plays that were not made. And I have to say that was, number one, the coldest game I've ever called.
Wow.
Just not even close, just because of the dampness. You know, it was the air temperature, the wind chill, and then the freezing drizzle that was happening the entire afternoon. And I can't even describe the comeback. That was the craziest game I've ever seen as well. So that one will be memorable, to say the least. And hopefully we get this one in tonight, because the weather's very similar to what we had last Monday when you and I were hanging out at Yoxie's, and we didn't play.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they didn't play yesterday, and Joe Maddon was very outspoken about how, you know, it was crazy that they played on Saturday. Now, I've seen a few comebacks. There was a Houston game where I think they came back from down 11-1 and was in the bleachers for a Colorado 9-0 comeback. But because of the weather and the wind blowing in and the drizzle and just the whole feel of the game, that may have been the most impressive comeback I've ever seen.
Yep, I would agree with you. I think that the Cubs' win probability was under 1% for a good majority of that game, and they were able to find a way to win it. I want to mention real quick tonight, WGN has the coverage. It's the 70th anniversary the first Cubs game back in 1948 on WGN. So really looking forward to that. A lot of old footage, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
Well, very cool, and let's hope they get one in. I think this is another game that might be better enjoyed by yours truly under a blanket somewhere.
I'll be under a blanket in the booth.
Well, you guys stay warm, okay? I'm worried sick about you and JD in this weather.
We'll be okay.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good, Lynn. Have a great week.
That's Len Casper, Len and Lynn. You hear him on Mondays after 8:30 here on 93 XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.